From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Dog Walker is a debut collection of short fiction by a writer named Arthur Bradford. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, finds it exceedingly odd.
Catface, the opening story, introduces us to a casual, sort of down-and-out young narrator who owns a three-legged dog and rents a room to a fellow with a facial deformity who turns out to be from a family of circus freaks. These tales are fine examples of what I'd call slacker surrealism, stories that reside somewhere between anecdote and fully realized fiction, with characters and situations that aren't quite completely located in the world most of us would call real. Another narrator, or maybe it's the same narrator as in the first story, rooms near the railroad tracks with a man named Bill McQuill, and one night finds a wristwatch floating in the stew he's made for dinner. Later on in that story, Bill is cut in two by a passing train, and the narrator discovers his lower torso kicking around, bumping into the wheels, and flicking gravel everywhere. Anyone who's ever seen the legs of an insect separated from the body will know what I mean here. Sure, and anyone who knows the fairy tale about the Frog Prince will understand what happens in the story called Rosalind's Dog, in which this girl's dog sinks her teeth into the narrator's leg, and our man soon begins to growl and grow fur while the dog turns into a woman. "Thank you," she says to him, as she leads him into a little pen and leaves him there with a bowl of dry kibble and some water. "Thank you." I guess I could say the same to Arthur Bradford. I guess.
The book is Dog Walker by Arthur Bradford. The reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.